mighty and eternal forces, magnificent and terrible enchantments, I summon you. I, Queen of Underland, call upon all fears, terrors, and shadows to strengthen my skills of cunning and deceit in my quest for sovereign power in Overland. Work here, in this dark palace, a great magic, so that this chair the body and mind of the one whose aid I need in the fulfillment of my dark design, the one through whom I shall rule as Queen of Narnia.
The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis. Dramatized by Brian Sibley. The Silver Chair.
It's terrible.
What is?
The fact that the holidays are almost over. You and Edmund are going home, and I've got to go back to that awful school.
Why is it so awful, Eustace?
They call it Experiment House, and before I went there, I thought that meant I'd be doing a lot of exciting experiments, with microscopes and Bunsen burners and things. But in fact, we're the experiment.
Oh, that sounds horrid.
It is. The general idea seems to be to allow the boys and girls who go there to do what they like. The trouble is, what a lot of the bigger ones like doing best is bullying the rest of us.
I thought you always used to say how much you liked school.
I suppose I did. But the truth is, I was pretty unhappy. Anyway, that was before.
Before what? Before Narnia, of course. That is what you meant, isn't it, Eustace?
Yes. Ending up in Narnia with you two, and meeting King Caspian, and going to sea on the Dawn Treader, visiting all those amazing places and everything. Well, I don't feel as if I'm the same person anymore.
Well, I'm not surprised. Being turned into a dragon would have that effect on anyone. Don't be rotten.
It's all right, Lucy, he's right. But the real change happened when I stopped being a dragon and became a boy again.
That's true. You're not the same Eustace we came to stay with at the beginning of the holidays.
Was I really that bad?
Worse. Still, the important thing is what you are now.
I've got my visit to Narnia, and most of all my meeting with Aslan to thank for that. What's up, Edmund?
It's just that I keep wondering what's been happening there since we left.
Me too.
I never get used to the idea that the place goes on without us.
And in a different sort of time. So whilst only a few weeks or months have passed here, centuries may have gone by there.
Confusing.
Even when you've been a queen or king of Narnia, as Lou and I have been, you still don't quite get the hang of it.
Still, I think I can guess what happened. Well, some of it anyway. Immediately after we left King Caspian at the end of the world, I'm sure he would have headed the Dawn Treader back to Romandu's Island to speak with Romandu's daughter.
Fair lady, I have fulfilled my quest and now return to ask something of you.
Very well, King Caspian, you may ask.
Madam, will you leave your father's island? Will you come back with me to Narnia? Will you be my queen?
Yes. Yes, Caspian, I will.
In the name of Aslan the Lion, great lord of Narnia, welcome your king, Caspian the Tenth, and his queen.
Well, Chumkin, a very satisfactory outcome.
Yes, indeed, my Lord Drinian.
No, allow me to refill your goblet.
Oh, thank you, Drinian. Have I ever told you of my first meeting with His Majesty? I was nobody in those days, of course. A middle-aged dwarf with a red beard and a red-hot temper.
Yes, Trumpkin, you have told me. Many times.
Well, crowbars and crayfish. Mm-hmm. Oh, that seems a long time ago. Now, unless, of course, Caspian goes gallivanting off on another of his voyages, I'm mercifully relieved of my duties as Lord Regent, and you, Drinian, are done with all your adventures and seafaring.
Yeah, unless Caspian goes gallivanting off on another of his voyages.
Yeah. So, what do we do now?
Well, I vote, Trumpkin, that we all settle down to the serious business of growing old and awaiting a happy event.
A happy event.
Mm.
King Caspian.
Drinian, what news?
The child is born, Your Majesty.
How is the Queen?
She's well.
And the child?
A healthy, happy boy.
A boy!
Indeed, sire, a young prince.
I must see him at once.
Her Majesty is waiting for you.
Oh, Drinian!
How is the child to be named?
Rillian. I shall call him Rillian. Oh, Drinian, isn't this wonderful?
Yes, Your Majesty.
I keep puzzling over so many things. Did Caspian and his queen have a child? And what happened when it grew up?
In other words, did they all live happily ever after?
Yes, Eustace, well, I'd like to think so. But it's impossible to know.
How do you mean?
Well, when we left Narnia after our first visit, the evil White Witch had been defeated, and everything then seemed as if it was going to be all right.
Then, when we next got back, we found that things were anything but all right.
But surely that witch is long gone and forgotten.
She may be, but there may be other evil things in Narnia.
Do you know something, Lou?
No, just a fear, I suppose. I mean, it's not as if it's just these few weeks since we left. Years and years could have passed in Narnia. Anything might have happened to King Caspian in all that time.
Yes, the really odd thing is to think of him getting older and older.
My son.
Father?
What's the hurry?
I'm going riding with Mother.
Hunting?
Not today, Caspian, I think. It is far too nice a day for hunting. We thought we'd just ride out into the countryside with some of the court and a few musicians and do nothing more energetic than celebrate the fact that it is a beautiful spring morning in the month of May.
A good enough reason.
Come with us. Leave your heavy old crown behind. I'll make you a crown of leaves from the woods.
Do come, Caspian. We will have a wonderful ride.
Unfortunately, I have a meeting with Trumpkin. Matters of state, all very dull.
Why do you have to do dull things all the time, Father?
It goes with the job, as you'll find out one day. But I cannot expect a 30-year-old to think like an old man. Run along now. Escort your mother and bring us back tales of your merrymaking.
Come on, Mother, come and dance with me.
Forgive me, Rillian, but I'm a little tired. Oh, the heat of the day has made me sleepy. This bank is so soft and mossy, and that fountain makes such sweet music that I think I shall lie here and sleep a while.
Well, in that case, we'll go a little way off so that our music won't disturb you.
Thank you, Rillian.
Come along this way.
Kinds of unpleasant creatures and, well, things living just beyond the borders of Narnia.
That's certainly true, Ed. We met one or two during our voyage on the Dawn Treader.
And sometimes they sort of spill over into the place itself.
Suddenly dark. Daylight gone. All dark, all so, so dark. Something is there in the darkness. Coming out of the dark,
twisting its way through the bushes. Greener than grass.
Closer and closer.
A serpent. Red tongue flicking in and out.
Closer and closer.
Cannot move. Cannot cry out. Closer and closer. Tongue darting in and out. So near. So very near me now. Ah! My hand!
Mother? Mother, are you all right?
Brilliant. I dreamt a dream. A strange dream. In a town. What is that?
Something is wrong with her.
Brilliant.
Look, a serpent.
Where?
Over there.
I'll kill it. Guard the queen.
Too late, Your Highness. It's disappeared into the bushes.
Then we must return to the palace to get help for the queen.
I must indeed return. But I greatly fear Her Majesty is beyond all help.
Dead, Drinian. Dead.
I fear so, Your Majesty.
But it cannot be. Trumpkin, tell me this is not true.
With all my heart, I wish I could. The Queen was wise and gracious. Truly a great lady.
And the love of my life.
To think of her having gone away, Trumpkin.
Nor I, Your Highness. But what you must remember is that your mother lives on in you, and you come from a rare line, for her father, Ramandu, was once a star, and the blood of the stars flowed in her veins, and now it flows in yours.
I will avenge her death, Trumpkin. Steady, boy. I shall ride to the northern marches of Narnia till I find that serpent. And I shall slay it, if it's the last thing I do.
But, Your Highness!
I owe it to her. For myself.
Waddles and lampposts, I don't like this. I think I must ask Lord Drinian to have a word with the lad.
Your Highness!
Drinian. What are you doing here?
Waiting to speak with you about this quest of yours.
What's old Trumpkin been saying?
Nothing that the whole palace, except perhaps your poor father, isn't saying.
And what's that?
That day after day, you ride out in search of the serpent that killed your mother. We've watched you go, and we've waited anxiously for your return. But you must soon give up looking. There can be no true vengeance on a witless creature.
My lord, I have almost forgotten the worm this 7 days.
Then why do you still ride out to the northern woods each day?
I have seen, my lord, the most beautiful thing that was ever made. I cannot even speak of it.
Then I shall ride with you tomorrow, so that I may also see this fair thing. Your Highness, wasn't this the glade where your mother died?
The very same, Drinian.
Surely there are too many painful memories for you to want to linger here.
In a few moments you will see why. It is always at this time of day that she appears.
She?
Over there, to the north side of the fountain. You see?
She is beautiful. The most beautiful lady I've ever seen.
Isn't she? So tall and great.
And somehow shining.
Come to me.
Always the same, standing there wrapped in that garment of shining green. So very green.
Come to me.
As green as poison.
She's beckoning.
Come to me.
I must go to her.
Your Highness.
There. Now she's gone. Every day it seems as if she is calling me to her, and then, like now, she vanishes and is gone. Let us go, Drinian.
Ah. I don't like it, Trumpkin.
It's certainly all very mysterious.
Worse. I cannot get it out of my mind that that shining green woman is evil.
Shall you tell King Caspian?
No, I don't wish to be a blab and a tale-bearer, no. I shall ride out with His Highness again tomorrow and see what happens. Your Highness, Prince William, wait for me! You, stable boy, saddle my horse.
Yes, ma'am.
Be as quick as you can, hurry!
Well, Drinian?
Nothing. No sign of him. Not at the glade where we met the lady, or anywhere between there and here, or for several miles beyond. I only turned home when darkness fell.
You must tell the king.
Not yet. Tomorrow I shall organize search parties. Only when I'm sure he's not to be found will I take such terrible news to His Majesty.
Trinian, is something wrong?
Lord King, your son, he is missing. Oh. Either dead or lost forever.
Dead? Lost? No.
It's true, my lord. We've searched for 2 days now and found nothing. No sign of his horse, not so much as a hat or cloak to show what became of him. What is more, it is my fault.
Your fault, Drinian?
I could have prevented this tragedy. By my silence, I've destroyed your son. Slay me for the traitor I am. And if you would have mercy, do it swiftly.
In the name of Aslan, I shall. For any man who has brought my son to death shall die. No. No, I cannot. I have lost my queen, and now you say my son. Shall I also lose my best friend? No, Tridian. Hold me.
Yes, my lord.
Let me cry my fill of grief, and then tell me the full sad story of this new disaster that has overtaken me. Yes. Oh, Drinian, however shall we survive? And whatever will become of Narnia?
Whatever has happened in Narnia, or is happening there, I'm not sure we ought to keep talking about the place.
You're right, Lucy, especially since we won't be going back.
I don't think that's fair.
I thought that when, after our second adventure in Narnia, Aslan told us that Peter and Susa wouldn't be going back.
Yeah, that was worse. After all, we were brothers and sisters, and we'd shared all our adventures in Narnia, right from the very beginning.
When I feel sad about it, I just remember what we were told. Once a king or queen of Narnia, always a king or queen. I don't know what it means, but one day we'll find out.
Meanwhile, Eustace, you can look forward to going back.
Can I? I wonder.
Well, it stands to reason. Aslan said Lou and I wouldn't go there again, but he never said you couldn't.
Ed's right. He'd have said so if he hadn't meant you to go back.
Mm. Yes, I suppose so.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
It would be if I didn't first have to go back to Experiment House.
We're going to get you.
Why do you keep picking on me?
Because, Eustace Scrub, you are a toad. Not even a toad, you're an insect.
And you're nothing but bullies.
Nonsense, Scrub. Bullies wouldn't give you a sporting chance.
Yeah. What do you mean?
We're going to give you a start.
We're going to count to 10.
And then we'll come and get you.
Leave me alone.
1. 2.
Better start running, Scrub.
3.
I hate you.
4. 5.
There he goes.
6. 7. 8. 9. 10.
Yeah! Ow! Why don't you watch where you're going?
What are you doing here anyway?
I have as much right to be here as you.
What's up, Pole? It's them, I suppose, as usual. Now, look here. There's no good us all.
Oh, go away and mind your own business. Nobody asked you to come barging in. And you're a fine one to start telling us what we all ought to do. I suppose we ought to spend all our time sucking up to them, like you do.
Paul, that's not fair. I don't. Well, all right, I did, but I don't anymore. I stood up to Carter only yesterday, didn't I?
I don't know, and I don't care.
But I did, Poll. You know I did. Come on, be fair.
All right, I'm sorry. Yes, you did. I just wish we could get away from here.
Maybe we can.
How do you mean? Run away?
Well, not exactly.
Well, what then?
Look, we hate this place about as much as anybody can hate anything, don't we?
I know I do.
Then I really think I can trust you.
Thanks very much. Trust me with what?
A really terrific secret. Poll, are you good at believing things? I mean, things that everyone here would laugh at.
I've never had a chance, but I think I would be.
All right, then. Would you believe me if I said I'd been right out of this world? Outside this world?
Where to?
To another place. A place where animals can talk, and there are enchantments and dragons, and, well, the sorts of things you have in fairy tales.
That's silly. How could you get to somewhere like that?
The only way you can. By magic.
Oh, really, Scrub?
No, listen. I was with two cousins of mine. We were just whisked away. They'd been there before. Poll, you must believe me.
Doesn't sound very believable.
But it's true.
If you're pulling my leg, I'll never speak to you again.
I'm not. I swear I'm not. I swear by anything. Do you hear, Jill, Poll? By anything.
All right, I'll believe you. But even if you are telling the truth, how would we get there now?
I'm not sure. But I think, why don't we stand side by side and face the east? Let's see. I think that's the east over there. Now, will you say the words with me?
What words?
The words I'm going to say, of course. Aslan. Aslan. Aslan.
What's Aslan?
He's not a what, he's a who.
Curious name.
Not half so curious as himself. But let's get on with it. Aslan. 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 Aslan.
Aslan. I think he's somewhere over here. Yeah,
please.
Not very original, is he?
Let us go into...
I bet he's in there, behind the gym. That Jill Pole's probably in there as well. Both having a good blub together, I expect. You in there, Scrub? Right, come on, let's go in and get them.
Quick, the door in the school wall.
It'll be locked, it's always locked.
Just try. There, see?
Oh.
What?
It's all different, look. So much sunlight, grass, sky, birds. Look at the birds, darting to and fro, dazzling like jewels.
Come on, Poll.
Can we get back? Is it safe?
Now then, Scrub and Poll, if you're in
Quick.
There, you're
Here.
Really going
Hold
to
hands.
Get it. You'll be
We
sorry.
Mustn't get separated. Now.
What's happening?
Here they are.
Door shut. Oh, there isn't a door.
I think we're here. Look at those birds, all the colours of the rainbow, and just listen to them.
There's something else, too, a sort of background sound.
I can't hear it.
That's the point. It's a kind of silence and emptiness. Come on.
Look out!
What's the matter with you, Scrub?
We're on the very edge of a cliff. You nearly walked off it.
I can see. Pulling me back as if I were a kid. What's the matter? Afraid of heights?
No.
Well,
that is, I don't really like heights.
Scaredy cat. Look, I can stand right on the edge and look down.
Poll. Jill.
You can see ever so far. A really long way down.
Please.
I can see lots of white things. I thought they were sheep at the bottom. But they're clouds. As big as mountains. And in between them, a glimpse of the real bottom. So far away.
Poll!
Such a terrible long way down. Better get back from the edge. Oh, I can't move my legs. Everything's swimming.
What are you doing, Poll? Come back, blithering little idiot.
Let go of me.
I'm only trying to help.
Stop pulling me, do you hear?
Don't push me, Poll. I'm slipping.
Let go of me.
I'm going to fall.
Scrub. Scrub? Scrub! What have happening to me. I wish I'd never come to this dreadful place, wherever it is. At least that lion's gone.
Human child.
It's you.
Come here and tell me something. Where is the boy, human child?
He fell over the cliff, sir.
How did he come to do that, human child?
He was trying to stop me from falling, sir. Do you know what happened to him when he fell?
I have not yet finished asking my questions. Why were you so near the edge, human child?
I was showing off, sir.
That is a very good answer. Do so no more. And now, the boy is safe. I have blown him to Narnia on my breath. But your task will be the harder because of what you have done.
What task, sir?
The task for which I called you and him out of your own world. You look puzzled, human child. Speak your thought.
Could there be some mistake? Nobody called me in Scrub.
Oh?
It was we who asked to come here. Scrub said we were to call to somebody. It was a name I didn't know. And perhaps the somebody would let us in. And we did. And then we found the door open.
You would not have called to me unless I had been calling to you.
Then you were that somebody, sir.
I am. And now, hear your task. Far from here in the land of Narnia, there lives an aged king who is sad because he has no prince of his blood to be king after him. He has no heir because his only son was lost to him many years ago, and no one in Narnia knows where that prince went or whether he is still alive. But he is. I lay on you this command, that you seek this lost prince until either you have found him and brought him to his father's house, or else died in the attempt, or else gone back into your own world.
How, please?
I will tell you, child. These are the signs by which I will guide you in your quest. First, as soon as the boy Eustace sets foot in Narnia, he will meet an old and dear friend. He must greet that friend at once. If he does, you will both have good help. Second, you must journey out of Narnia to the north till you come to the ruined city of the ancient giants. Third, you shall find a writing on a stone in that ruined city, and you must do what the writing tells you. Fourth, you will know the lost prince, if you find him, by this, that he will be the first person you have met in your travels who will ask you to do something in my name, in the name of Aslan.
Aslan?
Yes.
But how am I to get to Narnia?
On my breath, I will blow you into the west of the world as I blew Eustace.
Shall I catch him in time to tell him the first sign? But I suppose it won't matter. If he sees an old friend, he's sure to go and speak to him, isn't he?
You will have no time to spare. That is why I must send you at once. Now, stand still. In a moment, I will blow. But first, remember the signs. Say them to yourself when you wake in the morning and when you lie down at night and when you wake in the middle of the night. And whatever strange things may happen to you, let nothing turn your mind from following the signs.
I will do my best.
And secondly, I give you a warning. The signs which you have learned here will not look at all as you expect them to look when you meet them in Narnia. That is why it is important to know them by heart and pay no attention to appearances. Remember the signs and believe the signs. Nothing else matters. And now, daughter of Eve, farewell.
Thank you.
I dare? I ought to be frightened, I suppose, knowing there's nothing but the lion's breath keeping me up. But somehow, it's just warm and rather comfortable. The signs. I'd better repeat them. First, as soon as Eustace sets foot in Narnia, he will meet an old and dear friend. He must greet that friend at once. If he does, we will both have good health. It's the sea. Those bright dots must be islands. I wonder how long before I get to Narnia. Above the water now. Land ahead. Slowing down now. This must be it. A castle. Towers and turrets. A ship ready to sail. Banners and silver shields along its sides. And music. I'm down. Great crowd. People in strange clothes. Armor, it looks like. Gold. Swords. Animals, too. Bears, badgers, leopards. And a unicorn. And giants. And a strange-looking thing. Half man, half horse. So it's all true after all. What's going on? Someone going on board the ship. An old man. Ever so old, with a beard down to his waist. Must be someone very important. He's wearing a circle of gold on his head. A kind of crown. Who's he talking to? Looks like a dwarf. Yes, I do believe it is. A dwarf with a bald, shiny head. Oh, and there's Scrub. Scrub! Scrub, quick!
So you've turned up again, have you? Well, keep quiet, can't you? I want to listen.
Don't be a fool. There isn't a moment to lose.